This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just to be clear.
That's one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over
it. Don't lose any sleep over it. Luka Doncic thinks that you should have probably lose some sleep over what unfolded today. Judson Richards back here with you on 6-7 The Score. The news we've been reacted to, Micah Parsons heading to the Green Bay Packers. That's right. The Dallas Cowboys unable to get the deal done. Usually Jerry just gets the deal done late and way overpays. This time it got so bad that they couldn't get a deal done. And Brian Gutekunst of the Green Bay Packers, their general manager, actually was asked about this a few days ago if they thought that they were one player away. Specifically asked about Micah Parsons. He said no, they didn't think they were one player away, that they weren't, you know, really focusing on Micah Parsons. Don't believe everything you read and hear, Chris Emma. As Emma kind enough to join us to discuss and give his reaction to the big news.
Well, buddy, the NFC North just got a lot more interesting, huh?
Yes, it did. You know, I said, you know, the big deal in the NFC North was supposed to be, like, the big storyline was supposed to be that the Bears got the Lions offensive coordinator. Like the big storyline in the NFC North was supposed to be the Bears thing. And then here come the Packers and steal it with Micah Parsons. What did you mean? Did you see this happening?
It seemed to be setting up for it. I mean, look, the Packers claim they weren't just one player away, but this is a player who might get them over the top. Like, I hate to be the guy who brings in how great the Packers look on paper here, but like, they were top 10 in defensive rankings last year, fifth, I think, in scoring, sixth in yardage. They were missing a pass rush. They were not able to get home consistently. Rashawn Gary led them with 7.5 sacks last season. A good year, but not a prolific year, and certainly not a dominant player off the edge. And now they got that. Micah Parsons has 52.5 sacks over four seasons, four-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro. Last year was his fewest sacks of the season. He had 12. That was in 13 games. Like, consistently gets home and makes plays, transforms an entire defense around him. The Packers got that guy. That was their missing piece on defense. So now you can start thinking about how good they're going to be. And from the Bears' perspective, I think the Packers are right now the top team in the North. That's the team to beat. As good as the Lions have been over the years, I think the Lions finally fall off a little bit. Lost both coordinators. I got some concerns over Detroit's structure. Vikings are retooling with a young quarterback and J.J. McCarthy. We'll see how good they are. Certainly, I think the Bears are arrow pointing up, and there's reason to be excited, but Packers have been, they were an 11-win team last year, made the playoffs. Now they got one of the best defensive players in the NFL, and watch out for them. It's going to be a different scenario now in the NFC North.
We are taking your reaction, 312-644-6767. Is this a deal that you would have liked to see Ryan Poles get involved in aggressively? Perhaps he did. I would never want a general manager that wouldn't be willing to make a phone call on an age 26 player that looks like he's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done, right? Like, you know, if Jerry Jones is making those phone calls, I'd like to think at some point in time he spoke with Ryan Poles, right?
You'd have to imagine he at least made some phone calls and at least was checking in on that, especially knowing the Packers' interest. Like, that was out there. That was pretty clear. And I think over the last week you thought if Parsons was going to be traded, it would be going to Green Bay. So you have to play a little bit of defense. You have to think about what Micah Parsons could have done in Chicago and fitting in with his defense, where the Bears feel good about that group. They're really excited about how this can take shape with Dennis Allen. Montez Sweat, I think, is poised for another level here as he gets healthy after from last year. And we know how good he can be, but like, Micah Parsons is that guy. And that transforms the Packers the same way it could have done for the Bears. It changes everything. And now if you want to look big picture here in Green Bay, like, puts a lot on Jordan Love. We saw it in 2018 with Mitch Trubisky with the Bears. The Packers got to make sure their quarterback thing is right. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, has to be hitting on those mid and late round picks to keep that thing sustainable, because the Bears had their run in 2018. It was a great year. They fell off from that point, and it was largely because the quarterback wasn't the guy, and you're paying a lot of money to your star pass rusher.
Sparky Pfeiffer of 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee would join us coming up in just 15 minutes. So what is reaction in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, and regarding what the Green Bay Packers have done in landing Micah Parsons? You know, the Bears, did you know that no team has ever opened a season facing the first two teams on their schedule with as many wins combined as the Vikings and the Lions had last season? Granted, it's now a 17-game season, but the Lions won 15 games last year. The Vikings won 14 games last year. So that's 29 wins combined. The Bears will face those two. That's never happened before. Yet, Emma, what you just said is neither of those teams are now the favorite in their own division with the addition of Micah Parsons. Like, that's how deep the North is, Emma.
You had three teams in the North making the playoffs last year. The fourth team was the Chicago Bears, missing out. I think it's a different landscape now. I believe the Bears are much improved. I think they will be right there in the playoff mix as you go deep into the season and start penciling in those games now in December against the Packers, because if the Bears are as improved as we think they will be, there's going to be some playoff stakes there. Packers aren't falling off here. The North landscape is going to change. I think, like I said, I think the Vikings finally fall off. They got a young quarterback. Their defense, well, they've got some good talent there. I don't think it's up to snuff from where it's been in the past. And the Lions have been the standard the last couple of years, but I think that thing falls apart a little bit. Losing Ben Johnson is a big deal in Detroit, and they did not replace him with another Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator. Kelvin Shepherd, your defensive coordinator, replaced Aaron Glenn. I think you can be fine defensively. Getting Aiden Hutchinson back healthy is good, but I think the Lions fall off a bit. I think there's two teams arrow pointing up, and that's the Bears and the Packers in this division. And it's going to be really intriguing to see how this thing plays out, because it's going to be a really talented, tough division. It's going to be one of the best divisions in the NFL once again. And the Bears certainly are going to state their claim to being a team, to being a contender, but Ryan Poole's goal of taking the North and never giving it back. Like, if the Packers can draft well and build around what they have on offense and certainly hit on those picks to build around the Micah Parsons fit on defense, like, they can be that team that takes the North and never gives it back for a few years. So I don't want to sound the alarm bells, but like, this is a significant deal in the NFC North, and it changes the landscape of this division potentially for years to come.
We'll get to these phone calls in just a moment. 312-644-6767. 67 scores. Chris Emma with us in studio getting his reaction to Micah Parsons heading to the Green Bay Packers. How about this from Brad Biggs, Emma? 18 players had 9 or more sacks last season. The Bears will face 10 of the 18 this year. Jonathan Greenard, Micah Parsons twice this season. Are the Bears ready for that?
How's that left tackle spot looking?
You
better have that thing ready to go. I mean, especially by December when you're facing Micah Parsons lining up on the edge. The offensive line is significantly improved for the Bears because of what you did with the interior, right? What you did with Joe Tooney, signing Drew Dolman, acquiring Jonah Jackson, like, much better. Darnell Wright, I think, is going to take another step forward. I still got concerns at that left tackle spot, and it's most likely going to be Raxon Jones starting week one. I think he's going to continue to get more comfortable coming back from this injury where it's not been there, as he's working on getting his technique back, getting that anchor back that he just – it's a lot when you're coming off a significant ankle injury and you're trying to trust yourself to be that stability at the edge and blocking Caleb Williams' blindside. He was sacked 68 times last season. He had a revolving door in the offensive line. you hope that's done now. You hope this offensive line is a strength and not a weakness. And when you do up and go up against those pass rushers like Hutchinson, Grenard, now Parsons, like, it's right there in the division. You're facing some great guys outside the division too who are going to be coming after your quarterback. Better be ready. You better have that in order because it's going to be a new challenge now. And certainly when you talk about that North race, I mean, those pass rushers are going to have an impact.
Emma, looking at this deal, again, the contract specifically, $188 million deal that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing. That makes Micah Parsons the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The Packers are also paying Jordan Love franchise QB kind of money. Looking back at the Khalil Mack deal back in 2018, any takeaways we can make from that move and try to see project what this may ultimately look like with Micah Parsons?
Jordan Love better have another level for the Packers to be successful long term because Mitch Trubisky didn't. And you look at 2018, like, that was an investment in the defense and Vic Fangio and Eddie Jackson and everybody on that unit. But it was an investment primarily in Mitch Trubisky. And Trubisky didn't do his part. He was good in 2018. He wasn't great. He was never that franchise quarterback the Bears thought they had when they're taking him number two overall. This isn't to revisit that as much as just a warning for the Packers of, you better have this thing in order because when you are making those 200 plus million dollar investments and specifically on the defensive side of the ball with a non-quarterback getting paid that much money, you better be hitting on those late round picks. Number one, that's on the general manager and their scouting brass, but you better have your quarterback ready to go. And Jordan Love has been good. He's never been great. And he's been shaky at times, too. Like, there's a lot of concerns now that fall on the feet of QB1 here in Green Bay because Love's got to take his game to another level. He's got to show that he can be that franchise quarterback that you paid already. Like, they get in that awkward spot where they're really banking on him taking another step that may or may not be there. You had a quarterback who you believe in, and we've seen this in the past, too, where you pay this guy because it's time to pay him, and it's going to be hard to upgrade. But you're counting on him. The Packers are counting on Jordan Love now, and I think the Packers are going to be very good this season, if not great. I think they're going to be one of the teams to beat in the NFC. But if you look a couple years down the road, this thing could completely crumble on them if Love isn't that guy and you have injuries, whatever it is on both sides of the football, and you're not hitting on those draft picks. So this is a challenge now in Green Bay. It's an exciting time if you're a Packers fan, certainly a concerning time if you're a Bears fan, but this thing could either boom or bust in Green Bay.
Phone calls are lit up. We'll get to them in just a moment. Montez Sweat and two first-round picks. Would you have made that move for this deal for Micah Parsons?
I mean, gosh, that's a good question. I could see the Bears doing it, number one. And I'm bullish on Sweat. He's not Micah Parsons, but I like what the Bears are doing long-term. I like the way that they built up this roster. They got the least amount of dead money in the NFL right now. They've got a healthy cap. You're hoping that you have your young quarterback in place. I don't know. You can probably talk me into it in some degree here, but it's a tough call,
I think you
right?
just talked yourself into
Look,
it.
Look, I mean, everything we just said about the Packers, you can say for the Bears, like Micah Parsons being that missing piece for them, I would have loved to see him in a Bears uniform. It would have been really exciting, but it also puts a lot on a general manager in Chicago who's just not consistently hit on those draft picks to make it work, and that shouldn't hold you back if you're Ryan Poles. You want to be bullish on your own scouting, drafting, and developing, but I don't know if the Bears were as well-positioned as the Packers were to do this here. I like the Bears' long-term trajectory, where everything we said with the Packers, you better be right on this if you're in Green Bay because you're banking a lot on your future here to go all in here for the present.
Emma, great stuff. We'll talk again tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Take care, buddy.
All right, good stuff. 6-7 of the scores. Chris, Emma, they're reacting to the news. Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys, they make the trade. Wow. 312-644-6767. All right, Matt. Matt is with us in Wisconsin. Matt, what's your reaction to this news?
Hey, thanks, Judge Jensen. Listen, I was A, shocked, like I think everyone is. And B, I just feel like this is a move that I never figured Green Bay would make. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm a Brewers fan, Packers fan, all that stuff, right? But I listen to you guys because I like to listen to the score because you guys have great personalities, great hosts, and you guys aren't afraid to savage your teams. And up here, and I worked in the media for 20 years up here, we don't savage our teams because the teams will revolt. And I think you know what I'm talking about. But what I'm telling you is I was shocked. This is, and I posted this on social media today. I think this is their way of saying, Kenny Clark, hey, you were wonderful for 10 years, but you're not worth the salary. And so that's a salary dump. And this is a way to help Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness get to their potential. And Gary's been okay. He's been, you know, a little bit maybe better than okay. Van Ness has not. And they're not giving up on either one of those guys. So this is their chance to enhance that. But I don't necessarily think, I think Chris Emma was right. I think, I totally think, this is on Jordan Love now. This is totally on Jordan Love now. And last year was kind of an outlier, okay, because he got hurt in the first game. He missed a couple games. And he never quite looked as good as he did in the second half of the previous season. So, no, this is them saying, Jordan Love, we're giving you the talent. You got to go out and win it.
Matt, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't know if you can make a trade for one of the best defensive players in all of the NFL and then say this is on you, the quarterback, right? If anything, you are looking at an age 26 player. He turned 26 in May. 26-year-old Michael Parsons. And so for me, Matt, the way I see it is you just showed some stones. You showed some minerals and you said, hey, let's go get one of the best players in the NFL because Jerry Jones operates in just an embarrassing fashion. I mean, that's really what this comes down to, right? Someone on the text line said to me, what was this text? 469, is Jerry Jones a bad owner? Isn't the owner's job to make as much money as possible? The Cowboys print cash. He's doing his job well. Not if it's my favorite team. Not if it's my favorite team.
I guess it would depend on your definition of being a good owner. Is a good owner an owner that wins or an owner that makes a lot of money?
Listen, every NFL owner makes a lot of money. So get there and you're good, right? But somewhere in there, when it comes to a salary cap, a floor, and a ceiling, somewhere in there, you need to operate really, really well. And one of the things that the Cowboys have done really well, draft Micah Parsons. Find the number 12 overall pick, take him out of Penn State, and watch him become what he has become. This is what you do on draft day, right? You try to figure out, you try to become that guy. 312-644-6767. We'll continue to run phone calls. I'm with you all the way until 9 o'clock. We'll take your reaction to this. At some point, we'll have to react to the Cubs as well, who were just swept by the San Francisco Giants, who were under 500 when the Cubs got to town. They're still there, by the way. But we'll get some reaction there. But again, like the Packers took advantage of a Dallas Cowboys organization that is operating not only really, really poorly, but also in bad faith. This all went down because Jerry tried to corner Micah without his agent around and come up with the parameters on a deal. And really now the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions have to pay the price for all of it. Because the Green Bay Packers put up the deal that, by the way, seems like a pretty good deal to me. If Micah Parsons is healthy and ready to go, two first-round picks and Clark, that seems like a pretty good deal to me. 312-644-6767. Let's get the reaction from Wisconsin. Let's get the reaction from Milwaukee. Sparky Pfeiffer of 105.7 The Fan. How shocked was he to find out that Micah Parsons joins the Green Bay Packers? We'll talk about it next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over. Don't lose any sleep over.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
As Dallas Cowboys fans head into probably a sleepless night tonight, despite what Jerry Jones had to say, that's right, Jones trades Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. Guests, join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Let's get the reaction of the Wisconsin fan of what's happening in Milwaukee. Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan there in Milwaukee, joins us now on 6.7 The Score. Sparky, it's probably a day you and I will never forget, huh?
Yeah, man. I literally found out from Mitch Rosen of The Score when this all went down. I'm on vacation in the Dells, and he calls me freaking out that, because he also runs our station in Milwaukee, the fan, telling me about this trade. I literally thought he was lying to me. I was like, yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, sure, Mitch, I'm on it. Yeah, Mitch, okay. I hang up the phone. I right away look to see if Adam Schefter actually is saying what Mitch claimed he was saying. And sure enough, it was true. I couldn't believe it. I'm still in shock. I mean, it's the biggest thing that the Packers have had happen to them since the Reggie White signing.
Could you believe, I mean, again, you know, Mitch Schefter'd you. He dropped a Schefter bomb on you. But
yes.
Could you believe, was it tough to wrap your mind around, because it's not really how the organization operates?
No, it's not. But let me just point something out quickly, that Mark Murphy, who was the president of the Packers and running this, just stepped aside, because at age 70, you were essentially age out of that role and somebody else has to take over. And the new guy that took over is Ed Policy, Carmen Policy, of course, with the Niners for all those years. It's his kid. He's been in the Packers organization for, I don't know, 17 years, 18 years, long time, and now gets his opportunity to run the show. And you just wonder whether or not Ed Policy was kind of nudging and pushing maybe Brian Gutekunst to get something done for Micah Parsons.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, by the way, Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee with us on 6.7 The Score, reacting to the Micah Parsons news. He's traded from the Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. Sparky, wasn't Gutekunst asked about this somewhat recently? Hey, are you one player away? Like, would you be interested in Micah Parsons? And didn't he kind of say no?
Yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday that he was asked about it, and he just said that he wasn't interested in Micah Parsons. He's always interested in good players, and if you know anything about Brian Gutekunst, it's good players in their mid-20s. If you're 30 or above, Brian Gutekunst does not care of trading for you at that point or acquiring you in free agency. He wants guys that are in their mid-20s and in their prime. But what he said is, you don't know, you know, it's hard to say that any team is ever just one player away. Like, you can't guarantee a Super Bowl just because you add one player. But I think, you know, he was kind of pretty much hedging his bet, pretty much saying, yeah, people are going to talk about the Super Bowl, but I don't want to be on record of saying we're one player away. And if we don't go to the Super Bowl, you know, it's my rear end at the end of the day. And then I get pushed out because we didn't get there with Micah Parsons. I think he was just, you know, CYA at the end of the day.
So are or were the Packers one player away, and is Micah Parsons the player to get them there?
I think Micah Parsons puts him at the level of Philadelphia now in the NFC. I think before the trade, it was Philly, and then there was a big second tier of those next set of teams, the Lions, you know, the Packers, maybe the Niners. We'll see how that all plays out. And then, you know, the Rams might be in there as well. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, so you don't really know how this is all going to fold out, but you knew for sure that Philly was probably by itself on that top tier. I think now with Micah Parsons, and then you have Edrin Cooper from last year, who's an athletic freak, kind of like Micah Parsons, and just, you know, just stands out every time he's on the field. Having those two cause havoc, Rashawn Gary on the other side of Micah Parsons, he's never had double-digit sacks in his career. He really needs to step up now and do that opposite Micah Parsons. Jeff Halfley, the defensive coordinator, super creative. It'll be fun to see how he uses Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and Edrin Cooper all together. This defense should be really, really good. And then, you know, last year you had Xavier McKinney at safety, and he was a stud at safety last year for the Green Bay Packers with, you know, 6-7 interceptions last year. This team is in really good shape. Quarterback's got to stay healthy, but they're in really good shape.
Sparky, I saw this tweet. Brad Spielberger tweeted that the Packers become the first team in NFL history to pay $100+ million annually to just two players. How does that make you feel about roster construction moving forward?
Come on, man. I mean, we went through all this nonsense with Aaron Rodgers and all the money tied up to him. David Bakhtiari, he was hurt, all the money tied up in him. I mean, we were already in our salary cap hell. Our salary cap hell for the Packers was supposed to be 2 years ago. Jordan Love's first year starting, he had all rookie players and second-year players on that offense with him. There was nobody of stature on that offense, really, outside of, I guess, Aaron Jones. There was nobody on that offense that was supposed to, you know, be any type of a contributor. That was the year where they were supposed to take a step back and then see where they were, because they couldn't afford to spend a dollar in free agency or anything else. And they take off with all these young guys and end up contending. That's what it was supposed to be. So Gutekunst has worked with no money before. Gutekunst will work with no money again. I'm not too worried about how that looks for the Packers kind of going forward. You know, the Packers don't trade number one draft picks. This is not something that happens. They treat those things like gold, even though this general manager may not hit on them most of the time. They treat them like gold. So him getting rid of two ones, in my mind, isn't end of the world, because he normally is makes his bread and butter in second, third, fourth, fifth rounds.
Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee with us on 6-7 The Score. Jets Richards along with you this evening, reacting to the Micah Parsons news. So Sparky, should now, and it felt like the Packers were somewhat of a sleeper team, but are they the outright favorite in the NFC North currently?
I don't know about that. I mean, I guess it's them and Detroit still, but the only reason I would say they're maybe ahead of Detroit right now, it's because you do have the continuity of everybody coming back for the Packers for the most part. Both coordinators are back, head coach is back, and you just don't know what happens to the Lions or their two new offensive and defensive coordinators. I've assumed all offseason that they're going to take a half step back. Like, there's going to be an adjustment period. There's no guarantee that the next guy in line is as good as Ben Johnson, who's now, you know, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. You don't know. You don't know if the next guy in line is better than Aaron Glenn, you know, who is running the defense for the Detroit Lions. You don't know what that looks like. Maybe they'll be better, but I think going into this, I just assume, you know, they probably have a couple less wins than maybe they had last year, maybe not be as dynamic or as dominant as they were, which I thought gave the Packers a fighting chance to be there. And now I think they're in a really good position to win this division.
Where is the confidence level in Jordan Love?
I don't know. I mean, fan base wise, I think it ranges from probably like 6 or 7 to, you know, some people are like over the moon happy, that are probably like 9 or 10. But you still have some people in the fan base that want to see it, you know, for a full year, because the first half of that rookie year that he, or his first year starting, not his rookie year, nobody on the offense knew what they were doing. So they were running a vanilla offense because everybody was running to the wrong positions running to the wrong routes and wide receivers, blocking was all screwed up. It was a mess. And then after the Steelers game that year in the second half, that's when it all kind of clicked for everybody. And then LaFleur said, all right, let's open up this playbook and see what happens. And that's when Jordan Love took off and started winging it all over the place. And away they went, the Packers upset Dallas in the playoffs and should have beat the Niners in that next round and came up short. And then last year was the second year, and Jordan Love gets hurt in the first game against Philly. Malik Willis has to come in, so he's got to change the offense for Willis for a couple of weeks. Love comes back, gets hurt again, and it was kind of dinged up throughout the rest of the season. It became a more conservative offense, you know, featuring Josh Jacobs pounding the ball. And now this offseason, they redid the offensive line a little bit, adding some size up front. And now Luke Musgrave, who's been dinged up the last couple of years, tight end, looks to be healthy. So they should have a dynamic two tight end set with him and Tucker Kraft. So coming in to this season, I fully expect it to be a two tight end running driven offense. A lot more play action than they had last year, and taker shots downfield with Matthew Golden and possibly Christian Watson when he comes back in week six or week seven.
Sparky, what's the thoughts about the Bears in Milwaukee? Concerns because Ben Johnson's been added, or where do you come out on this team?
It all comes down to the quarterback, man. Right? I mean, if he ends up being really good, and some Packers fans are never going to give Bears any love whatsoever. No pun intended there, but they're not going to give him any credit or whatever the case may be. Ben Johnson was the best coach out there to get as a head coach. It was a smart hire. Whether or not it works, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Caleb Williams, I liked him coming out of college. I think he'd be a good quarterback. I've seen flashes that tells me he's a quarterback. And then you see other times, and you okay, well, he's still not there yet. He's going to have ways to go. I like the idea of, you know, telling him you want 70% completion percentage or whatever it was in training camp practices and keeping track of it and putting heat on him. Because it doesn't appear like he got coached all that much last year based on everything he says and everything you hear. And now Ben Johnson is coaching him hard and really trying to accelerate the process to get him up to speed of where he wants him. The question just is how long it's going to take him to get up to speed, and can he get up to speed at any point? That's going to be the biggest thing. I don't think there's any physical questions. I think the questions are, from the mental standpoint, can he get to be where Ben Johnson wants him to be, and how long will it take him?
Yep. Hopefully he can get there by week 14, and then back there again by week 16, as the Bears and Packers will match up. They also need to figure out the left tackle position because now they've also added Michael Parsons. Sparky, before we let you go, remind me the 2023 playoffs when the Packers beat the Cowboys. Jerry Jones called that like the most heartbreaking loss he'd ever have. Can you believe just a few years removed, he's now given up his best player to the Packers? I can't believe that.
But wait a second. I mean, you've been around a long time, too. So you know how this works, man. You get super agents. They can power play anybody. And David Melgata is, you know, the super agent, one of the super agents in the National Football League. David Melgata represents Jordan Love and cut that deal. David Melgata represents Micah Parsons. Don't fool yourself. David Melgata got Micah Parsons to Green Bay. This was all the agent power playing Jerry Jones and saying, I want him there. We're going to do whatever it takes to get him there. And you can do it however you want. That whole lying on the training table thing and all that, you better believe that was staged or thought of by somebody other than just Micah Parsons. This was all a ploy to get him out of there into Green Bay. I firmly believe that was the master plan behind all of this.
Well, listen, Sparky, that makes so much sense. How many other teams would give up a player that the Packers gave up and two first-round picks for Micah Parsons?
Let's not overplay Kenny Clark.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Kenny Clark has problems staying healthy. Kenny Clark was under fire from the majority of the fan base last year for not doing enough. After they went to the 4-3 defense, everybody's like, oh boy, here we go. Kenny Clark's going to have that big sack here now because this is going to free him up versus being on the nose in a 3-4. So here's our big moment for Kenny Clark. And then, you know, he was hurt most of the year and didn't say anything. Nobody really knew, it turns out, after the fact. But it was the right thing for the Packers to do. Now, if they would have given up, like I said earlier, Edgerrin Cooper, the super athletic linebacker for Micah Parsons, it still would have been a great trade, but that would have sucked. I'll be honest, because then you lose out having those two dynamic guys on the field together. Giving up Kenny Clark, they just gave a 3-year deal to a year or so ago. That's not end of the world stuff for the Packers. They can replace him with another big dude down in the middle. It wasn't like Clark was getting consistent pressure up the middle. And then the two first round picks. That's not horrible either. I think it's a great trade. I saw somebody put up, was it Diana Russini put up on Twitter?
The side-by-side?
Side-by-side of the Cleo Mack trade. And this trade, I mean, looking at it today, I still like the Micah Parsons deal better. And remember, Bears fans, the Packers were right there with the Bears trying to get that dude. And the only reason the Packers did not get Khalil Mack was because the Bears sucked and they wanted their picks instead. Otherwise, he could have been a Packer.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. No, and the Micah Parsons deal looks more affordable than Khalil Mack did, right?
No doubt. Absolutely. And he's, what, 26? So this deal's going to be done at like age 30 or so? That's great for Brian Gutekunst. You can't ask for it to be any better than that.
First Luka Doncic, now Micah. Imagine being in Dallas, Sparky. Brutal.
I'd move.
No doubt.
I'm out. I'm not staying here anymore.
Sparky, can't thank you enough for making a little time while on vacation as well. I'm sure, listen, this is you're going to have plenty to talk about come season. Like I said, we'll see you back around come week 14 as Micah Parsons and the Packers get set to face off against the Bears. Thanks, Sparky.
Should be fun. Take care. Have a good night.
I really enjoyed it. There he is, Sparky Fifer, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. I've seen this a few times on the text line. This is on the Twitter machine as well. Mike responded to the station, says, how many playoff wins or Super Bowls did Parsons deliver to Dallas? I mean, this isn't LeBron and five guys running out there. You're talking about an offense, defense, and special teams. You're telling me that just because Micah Parsons doesn't have a ring on his finger, you wouldn't want him on your team? What are we doing here?
I don't think you can blame Micah Parsons for Mike McCarthy's failures in the playoffs.
I was going to say, yeah, Mike McCarthy and
I do remember
Dak and CeeDee, were they getting into it on the sidelines? Like they, I mean, that team, and that was a 2023 game, right, against the Packers when they just crumbled.
I do remember Parsons being a non-factor in that game, but I mean, the defense just kind of got blitzkrieged. So it just, I don't remember that Dallas defense being that great that year. I have to go back and look.
Well,
also, real quick, I love that Mitch Rosen broke this news to Sparky because, and the fact that Sparky didn't believe him, because if you know Mitch well enough, that's absolutely something Mitch would do, would call you with fake breaking news to try to freak you out. 100% a move he would do. So I completely understand Sparky not believing him.
Yeah, you faked him out by previously faking him out, but actually having the truth. And
like,
this,
like the boy who cried wolf. Come on, you know?
And it, you know, it was interesting too, the Ed Policy aspect of it, where changes at the top oftentimes does lead to a team being more aggressive. If you have an ownership group, or in this case, you know, the Packers leadership group, where they tend to play it more safe. I mean, that's one of the things that seems so jarring about this. But if you take everything into consideration, Ed Policy leading the way now, and Micah Parsons having the same agent as Jordan Love having, I don't know how much Mike is going to love spending as much time in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that he's about to spend as opposed to Dallas. But, you know, one of the things that's so challenging about this division, if you look at that Packers-Cowboys game we were just talking about, the 2023 playoffs, if memory serves me correct, the Packers had the youngest team in the NFL, and they're winning games in the playoffs. I believe they still may have the youngest team in the NFL. They were in the playoffs last year, won double-digit games last year. This division, tell me a coach on the hot seat in this division. I'll wait. You have some of the best coaches. By the way,
I would say
it's the best coach division in football. I don't have them all in front of me. And don't give me Mike Tomlin because he's never finished under 500. I mean, save it. I mean, would you take any of the head coaches in the NFC North over Mike Tomlin? Now, Ben Johnson's tough because he's never coached before. But if you care about offense and you're trying to get a quarterback going, then you may take Ben Johnson. But it's certainly not going to be Matt LaFleur or Dan Campbell or Kevin O'Connell. But my point is, the division is hard enough for teams, and then you add talent like Micah Parsons to try to be competitive, right? Like, let's face it, like, the division just got drastically more difficult for the Bears, and it's already an incredible uphill battle to be competitive in this division. Something like one man's trash is another man's treasure, that should just describe the stupidity of Jerry Jones. 312-644-6767. We are taking your reaction to the Michael Parsons news. We had the lit phone lines. You want to jump back in, we'll get to you. 312-644-6767. Also, I do want to share a few thoughts on the Cubs. Just swept by the Giants. They've got the Rockies next. Do they still have a chance when it comes to their division with who the Brewers are about to play? That's coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Score Evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
All right, Judson Richards back here with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Mike Golic Jr. will join us. We'll get really the national perspective, not only of the Michael Parsons news, but also the discussion surrounding Caleb Williams and what he thinks the 2025 Chicago Bears are going to be. The Bears' season just got a bit more difficult with a talent like Michael Parsons coming to the NFC North. Much more to react to. You can jump in on that, 312-644-6767. That's right. If you're like, wait a minute, I just got in my car, I've been working all day, I've been, you know, behind a computer, haven't been catching up on sports news. Yeah, it actually happened. Despite Jerry Jones telling Cowboys fans shouldn't lose any sleep over it, despite Michael Irvin on ESPN is saying it'll never happen. They will never trade Michael Parsons. No, no, no.
That was today.
That was today. That was literally maybe like an hour ago. Okay, 2 hours ago, because the news happened probably about maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours ago. But Michael Parsons, and the news was, by the way, Adam Schefter did say this morning that the Cowboys are now open to taking calls on Micah. It did not take long. Michael Parsons for 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark, mind you. He now becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. So Michael Parsons joins the Packers and the Cubs. Well, they lose 4-3 in walk-off fashion to the San Francisco Giants. The Giants were under 500 when that series began. The Giants, they sweep the Cubs. The Giants, what they improved to on the season, they are now 66-68 to 2 games under .500. The Cubs are 76-58. And they are heading to face the Colorado Rockies. So, one of the worst teams in baseball, the Rockies are 38-96. And on the other side of that, by the way, the Brewers dropped 2 out of 3 their most recent series. So, the Cubs missed a big opportunity to gain some ground. And the Brewers will now face the Blue Jays in Toronto, by the way, because That's worth noting. The Blue Jays are very, very different when it comes to home and road. They're 44-22 at home. They're 34-34 on the road. So 22 games over 500 in Toronto. That's where the Brewers will be starting with the three-game series this weekend. Cubs 6.5 games back. This may be their last hurrah. But the Cubs need to start playing better. 312-644-6767. Dave wants to talk a little Cubs baseball with us. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Dave.
Well, we lost 2 out of 3 at Wrigley Field to the Giants, and we got swept in San Francisco. Do you see a different Cubs team? Should we meet them in the playoffs? Do you see a different Cubs team? I mean, we got trouble with San Francisco. I mean,
well, Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah, thanks for the call. I do not expect to see the Giants in the playoffs. They are 7 games back of the wild card. So I don't think that a big Giants-Cubs matchup in the playoffs is something that we should be concerned about. The question is, how do the Cubs play when they get to the playoffs, right? Like, the Cubs have, at last check, they had a 99.6% chance of getting to the playoffs. Last I checked, that's a pretty good probability of playing in the playoffs. The question is, who is this team going to be when they get there? You know, I've been running this thought through my brain. It's like, am I being a prisoner of the moment with this Cubs team? Or do they really find themselves heading into a dire situation with the way they're performing with the final month of the season coming their way? Like, they've won or are going to win 90-plus games. You know, even heading into today's game, like, think about this, because I know it doesn't feel like it as a Cubs fan. Before this series, they'd won 3 consecutive series. They took 2 out of 3 from the Pirates. They took 3 out of 5 from the Brewers. And then they swept the Angels. So at times it feels like the sky is falling, but if you look at the standings or the box score or that particular series, it's like, well, no, they're doing better than okay, but they're not doing great. So when I ask myself, am I missing out on how they're actually performing? You know, I think I'm asking the wrong question. The question is, how do they feel about themselves, right? Like, it's not so much of am I missing or being a prisoner of the moment about the way that this Cubs team is performing right now. The question is, how do you guys feel about yourselves heading into the playoffs? Like, how does Seiya Suzuki feel right now when he steps to the plate? Or how does Ian Happ feel about the season that he's having? Or how does Dansby Swanson feel about how he's hitting with runners on? Dansby homered today. 2 hits today for Kyle Tucker. Although the previous 2 games in the series, he was 2 for 7, couple singles, 4 strikeouts. So although it felt like, hey, he's back after that series in Anaheim, I don't know if he's totally back. But the question to me is, do the Cubs really like the Cubs heading into the playoffs? Like, do they think that they can beat anybody? Like, how quickly is Jameson Taillon going to get healthy? At times, it feels like this team is just bad right now. No, they're not bad. They're just nowhere near the team that we thought they could be. The question is that in there? I thought Bruce had a great stat this morning. Bruce Levine with Mullin Haw. They've averaged 3.25 runs per game in their last 17 games before today. And they were 9-8 over those games. So 1 game over 500. What did they do today? They lost 4-3. So pretty much 3 runs a game. And that's what I see where we're at now. That offensive magic where it was like every pocket of the lineup could perform. 1-2-3 or 4-5-6 or 7-8-9 would deliver. As of now, it's like one guy's hitting okay followed by a guy with a slump. Or one guy starting to make his way back through it, but another guy just can't get it right. So when I ask myself, how do I feel about the Cubs? The bigger question is, do they still feel like they can be champions? It doesn't look like it. It really doesn't. I'm glad they still have a month to go. I'm glad they have the Colorado Rockies, I guess, like, I'd kind of, I wanted to play more meaningful games. All right, go feel better at playing in Denver. I've lived there. I've watched a lot of Denver baseball. It could be pretty ugly. It could just be bad baseball at times. So, good luck. Brewers have the Blue Jays. You have the Rockies. Let's see if you can close three games. We'll go from there. Back to Micah Parsons, 312-644-6767. What does Mike Golic Jr. think? Does this now make the Packers the best team in the NFC? We'll ask him. Coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.